to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here are the headlines up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Michael Moore calls for strict gun control after school massacre. Enemies of Second Amendment will exploit Connecticut shooting. We're just going to continue here, folks, into overdrive. We're going to continue here throughout the hour taking your phone calls. Enemies of Second Amendment will exploit Connecticut shooting. We've got that headline. Monolithic intelligence agency collecting info on every American to protect crimes. Trilaterals discuss big war in Middle East as Obama sends soldiers to Turkey. TSA calls bomb specialist on wheelchair-bound 12-year-old girl with bone disorder as she cries, telling the mother she couldn't comfort him. It's all about dominating us. Samsung TVs can be hacked to spy on viewers. I mean, it's just all insane. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Toll-free number for everybody to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Pete in Long Island, who's been holding. Pete, give us your take on the situation.
Alex, I think, like you mentioned before, we need to say a prayer for all the victims' families, the first responders on the scene, and the teachers, everyone who's witnessing this horrific event. I'm monitoring the newswire here in Long Island, CBS News, you know, because they got the all-seeing eye as their logo. And it's really interesting. I got a couple of points if you can give me time. I know that we're up against the end of the show, but...
No, I'm going to keep going. We're in overdrive. Go ahead.
All right, great. Well, they're talking... This one reporter asked their local reporter on the scene, you know, we had reports of a second shooter in the woods, and he wouldn't confirm that story. So they're not ready to come forward with a second shooter yet. They're still pushing this narrative that it was a lone gunman, you know. And the second thing I wanted to talk about was that this is very reminiscent of the Dunblane massacre in Great Britain back in 96 that pushed a total gun ban in Great Britain in 1997. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I listened to the calls, but then since I'm going to overdrive, I was having to give them the directions. They popped in my ear for 5 seconds. What was the last question?
I wanted to get your thoughts on how this is eerily reminiscent of the Dunblane school massacre in Great Britain of 96.
No, incredibly. And they had a Tasmanian shooting that was just the same. And look, here's the deal. People who are ignorant go, Alex, how can you always say we've got to look at this as government? I'm not saying that. I'm saying if governments have a history of being caught staging fake shootings and bombings to take people's liberties and crack down on the public in the name of security, and you've got telltale signs of it over and over again, you've got to then investigate to see if criminal elements of government or foreign corporations or the UN or others are involved. I mean, it's a fact that Israel, just type in Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups. Israel staged bombings against itself. Not saying all bombings against Israel are fake, but I mean, that's Haaretz in Jerusalem Post. I'm not anti-Israel because I report Israel's been caught doing it. Germany, London Guardian, Der Spiegel reports, has been caught firebombing buildings to blame on the right wing to take liberties. That happened a bunch in the 90s. Governments do this. And so being naive about it, I mean, and I'm not saying you're saying this, I'm answering your question, really only helps the globalists do this more. Are there real crazies? Yes. Do they hype mass school shootings to where unstable people then think about it? That's a way to do it too. Listen, when they have real terror attacks, we've had real power plants and chemical plants blown up and real bombings in this country. Corporate terrorism and stuff where it's real groups doing it, and it's on the news one time, never heard again, because you don't give terrorism attention. Okay, that used to be in the handbooks till the early 90s of all major governments. You don't give it attention. That gives the terrorists what they want. When you see a terror attack and they hype it like it's the end of the world, you can better believe government's behind it, or they allowed it to happen, or they're going to use it to take your freedoms and they're being cynical. So there's your answer. Yeah, no, I mean...
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The numbers vary, but since 1973, 53 million babies have been aborted in this country. And the left are a bunch of eugenics, death-loving, secret testing on population, collectivist. Who want control of your children and your life, and who want death education in the schools, and who want to euthanize old people and children and kill babies up to age 3. If you're a new listener, just type in bioethics publication, you know, bioethics medical journal, you know, calls for killing babies up to age 3. They use children to scare you into submission to get your guns. More guns means less crime, and the gun culture's winning. And if we beat them on that, we can beat them on everything. Where people know that the government wants our guns to enslave us, when the local police understand that, when the states understand that, and with that basic understanding, we can beat them on every front. And we've had police call in today and say, absolutely, these schools are victim disarmament zones where crazy people like this son of one of the teachers reportedly now, 18 dead children. We'll put up the latest numbers there on screen for folks. If we can, just throw that article up there with the latest numbers, guys. And then we'll go to people's phone calls here. 27 dead, including 18 children, at Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, one of the biggest school shootings in our history. And they used school shootings in England that had government connections that later turned out, and in Australia to take the guns. This is the mode. The government shipped tens of thousands of guns and hand grenades into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and got caught doing it. The government, that is, the criminals that run Washington, D.C. Our government's using Al-Qaeda, which we forced into mainstream news, New York Times this week, and the White House had to respond, to kill Christians, to blow up mosques, to blow up synagogues, to go after minority groups in Syria. Our government is backing Al-Qaeda. So don't think for a minute they wouldn't wind up some crazy person and protect them and let them do this. Now, I don't know that. This guy fits the MO, you know, some trendy, you know, spoiled, rotten brat going in and killing his mommy and her whole class. I mean, just little bitty children. And there's so much evil in our culture now. I mean, people are really into sick stuff now. And that's all the more reason for me to own guns. Okay? I don't want to live like they do in the cities where they've banned the guns and the crime rate's off the chart and the thugs rule everything. And that's what I'm going to say on that subject. We've got articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Michael Moore, that disgusting anti-American authoritarian pig, he's not a liberal. Well, I've seen with bodyguards with guns in New York who manhandled me. It's on video in Martial Law, my film, when I'm like 15 feet away doing nothing but videotaping him. Michael Moore calls for strict gun control after school massacre. Enemies of Second Amendment will exploit Connecticut shooting. Big article there that's got links to admitted mind control in the previous path. So we're going to be getting to all of that. But right now, let's get your take from callers. Eddie in Texas wants to talk about the supposed Facebook page for the reported shooter. And we'll give you more of his name and information here in a moment. Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, Alex. Yeah, I was just watching the Alex Jones Show. I'm down here in Robstown, Texas. And we looked up his name because they went ahead and they said his name on one of the local news stations, Ryan Lanza, I believe. And immediately we got on Facebook, and their Facebook page is glorifying basically what he did. You know, the like kind, not the friend kind, the ones you can basically go ahead and like. And I just think that it's ridiculous, and I think it's repulsive that people are going around and just mass glorifying this shooter. And it just, it goes to show that, you know, they're going to do what they can to basically say that, you know, more people support gun bans.
Well, I mean, look at the mall shooter. It's these spoiled, rotten, arrogant Hollywood types that are so arrogant and into this image of themselves is super cool. And the more arrogant they act, the more powerful they are. And then when their narcissistic world falls in, they think of the nastiest thing they can do as a selfishness and go out and shoot people. It's the same thing in the gangbanger culture, just from a different angle. Elementary school massacre, 26 dead, 27 dead now, 18 kids in Connecticut. And, I mean, it's always the M.O. here. And you notice they've declared war on the Second Amendment, and now all this magically kicks off. And, you know, they can even program people to the television sets now with subliminals. And if you're susceptible, I mean, we're in deep trouble. And they're going to use this to go after our Second Amendment. And I've seen that. But we should do a report on people glorifying him. Because I don't know what you call it or quantify it. Are you aware of the culture that's big on, like, torturing animals now? And the culture that's big on being evil is really cool and just, you know, and it's spreading with the hopelessness in some of the youth. I mean, is that what you're getting at here, Eddie?
I think it's just all this torturous things that they, you know, these kids try to play these video games and the government allows these things to go on. I think it brainwashes people into personally believing that it's cool to go around and, you know, play this Call of Duty-like life and things like that.
Oh, no. There's no doubt, and great points. There's no doubt. People say, well, I play Call of Duty. I'm not a killer. That's because you weren't already twisted and a little bit mentally ill and on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. that literally programs you. The Pentagon developed video games. Video games were invented because in Vietnam and previous wars, if somebody was like 10 feet away from you, a lot of people wouldn't kill somebody. So it's called instinctive shooting. That's what paper targets were for, was to get you to, you know, bad guy, good guy, woman with a baby, don't shoot, guy with a gun, shoot. It was to instinctively train to kill. If you do not have a strong killer instinct at the moment of truth, you will not kill. You will become dead marine. Okay, so it's a killer instinct. And the video game Doom, a first-person shooter deal, was developed for the Pentagon. Okay, so it's a fact. People go, I'm not saying get rid of it because of the First Amendment, but many of these shooters, Harrison Kleibold, the list goes on and on. The last guy at the mall, it turns out, was a big shooter gamer. They live this whole world, then they get guns, and they just, you know. I've seen cases where somebody gets a gun, these young people, and there's a shootout at their house that night because they weren't brought up in the Second Amendment culture. And hey, just because the culture's falling apart and rotting apart, doesn't, you know, it'd be like saying ban having children for everybody because other people might abort their kid. That makes no sense. That'd be like ban, you know, sports because somebody might get hurt. You know, because there's bad people out there, you don't get to take my guns. That's the reason I have my guns. And there is this, if you have to talk about them, it's like a punk, you know, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. A lot of times they're white or Hispanic. I've noticed that trend. Blacks, it's usually statistically, it's just, I guess, a cultural, the way the media works, things, you know, blacks killing blacks, is, you know, other males. But then a lot of times if it's white or Hispanics, and they kill each other in gang stuff too, but statistically these active shooter things are, everybody goes postal, but it just keeps being white guys and sometimes Hispanic. And it's a video game head. They're usually into the occult. They're hipster trendies, and they throw a fit and go kill a bunch of people. You've also got veterans. They'll kill cops if they come to their house, or they'll kill their family because they've been 5, 6, 7 tours. The Pentagon puts them on drugs. I mean, that's a terrible idea. Let's go to Ben in Louisiana. What's your take on this?
It's practically the same thing as always. I think it's kind of weird, just like you said. Even if it isn't an inside job, even if it wasn't the government or whatever, they're still going to use it to their advantage. As a matter of fact, I can see right now on my TV on Fox News, President Obama's making an announcement and all that stuff. I can almost guarantee you that he's going to say we need to get rid of the guns. But it's for instance, like you said, Israel puts, like, you know, the M16s in the lockers, which, by the way, I didn't know. But, I mean, that's perfect. You know, give the teachers for elementary schools and all these schools, give the teachers the guns, train them how to use them.
Well, actually, in many areas of Israel, the students bring M16s. but I mean, my dad used to bring his rifles and shotguns to school.
No, that's just like me. I'm 20 years old. I just graduated high school 2 years ago. We were allowed to have our guns in our trucks. We just couldn't take them out. But, I mean, you know, it's just like you said. You know, everybody wants to get away from the guns, which isn't really the problem.
No, the problem, look, blaming guns for crime is like blaming spoons for fat people. It's like blaming, Michael Vick was fighting dogs. So let's ban everybody owning dogs because somebody might do something bad with a dog. Do you see what I mean? But you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, how does the anti-gun control, I mean, how does the, you know, the, I'm the anti-gun control crowd. How does the anti-gun crowd sell that? Look, they're authoritarians. Michael Moore, all these people, they have a job. Break the American spirit, get our guns. MTV, all of it pushes the gangster culture, the violent culture, the video games, the nihilism, the Satanism, in the name of scaring all of us and turning our guns in. No, I guarantee you gun sales are going to be all-time record now, and that's good. The answer is, look, I can kill people with a hammer. I can kill you with my car. I can kill you with a nail gun. I can kill you with a hatchet. You know, it's this idea that it's guns that are causing the violence. There's as many stabbings every year as there are shootings. Look it up. We'll be back.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stainout Swab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stainout Swabs. Stainout Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is Stainout Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth and they're whiter. Stainout Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193. Try Stainout Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, CNN, Salon, all of them, I've got the articles right here. They're all blaming the Second Amendment, just saying ban guns, period. Obama has come out and given a speech. I have a transcript of it. We're printing off right now. And he said, we've got to come together and take meaningful action to stop this, and that means restrict the Second Amendment. So you know they're going to exploit this tragedy. You know, Hollywood puts out the most indiscriminate violence, death, murder, you name it, showing people using firearms in an improper way. And then on top of it, they're anti-gun. So remember that, too. Remember that, too. So This is the idea. By the way, here's an article. People pointed this out. We need to do a report on this. Maybe I'll get one of the writers to, you know, ask the question, will Obama call for banning knives? Here is the article. This is out of current.com. Knife-wielding man injures 22 children in China. A knife-wielding man slashed 22 children and an adult in an elementary school in central China on Friday. State media reported the latest in a series of attacks on school children in the country. Yeah, they're having their own epidemic. Like, I saw one where they killed a bunch of kids in Japan with knives. So there is a certain type of demon ghoul, especially with all the advertising of this, that goes out to attack children. And here is Obama says there will have to be, this actually cut off the printout, so I can't read it. Of these incidents in recent years, there have been too many, and they're going to have to come together to take meaningful action to stop more incidents like these, regardless of the politics. And it just goes on and on. He says he's very heartbroken for the dead children. Of course, not the ones he's bombing illegally with drones right now, though. You know, that's collateral damage when you kill 50-something kids at a wedding to kill one guy you claim's bad, violating the Geneva Convention illegally in somebody else's country with robot drones killing people. But that's collateral damage, though. You know, we're not going to hear about those kids or be shown them. We're just going to be showing these kids over and over again to get our guns. Just remember the cold-blooded way they're using these murdered children, sucking, you know, like vampires, the energy of these murdered children for themselves to disarm us so they can make us their collectivist slaves. Noel in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm not doing too good. Well,
it's a shame. I talked to you on the election night. I was the last caller, if you recall. But the bomb, you know, my little boy just went with his mother because we're separated. Anyway, listen, I don't believe anything that news media says. I believe that this is all orchestrated. I believe that this is just the government has no respect for our rights anymore. They're doing this so they could take our guns, and then we all could go into Agenda 21.
Well, listen, they've got people that hate guns so bad. We're noticing a trend with sicko leftists on Twitter where they're praising this, saying, good, now we can get their guns, use this Obama to take their guns and give us their money. So they've got nihilistic liberals that hate America so much, we should look at that as a theory, that they may start having their own zombies do this. That's how bad they want our guns. It's like a form of suicide bomber, a suicide shooter. A lot of these guys are leftists, we're now learning. They could be doing this to get our guns that way. You ever think about that?
Oh, yeah. Listen, nothing will stun me anymore in this world that we live in. We need to pray to God. We need to stay close to our children. But, Alex, if you've got a chance, I know you're a researcher, you need to look at the last 3 days of CNN at 9 o'clock show, that idiot from England. Well, they had gun control issues in those 3 days.
No, I know. Sir, they have hit the ground running in a buildup, and I said, this is the attack. Look, people got to find the clips the last 2 months. I said they are launching attacks. They're getting ready. I can see them warming up with Obama. They've got a bigger majority in the Congress now, in the Senate. They are going to come after our guns. Look for mass shootings. And then magically it happens. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They've already taken over health care. The premiums are doubling. They're bankrupting that. They're already shipped GM to China. They are going to gut this country. They're going to shut down the power plants. They're going to bankrupt us. They are re-educating us, just like we were Ukrainians, and they're Russians. They want us bankrupt. They want the counties and the cities bankrupted and federalized. The feds themselves run by globalists. What does the new magazine say? You can get it by subscribing. You can get 12 issues. Great way. This man wants your guns. And I break down here. They're declaring war on the Second Amendment, period. They are declaring war on the Second Amendment, period. They are coming after our Second Amendment. It is happening. They want to kill America in 2013. That is their goal. That is what they want. They are moving to do it. Send your tips to Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Tell me what you think. Comment in the articles. I'll be reading what you're saying. We'll have more reports Sunday, 4 to 6, and more reports tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This
man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Let me briefly break down my definition of what racism is, and then I'll get into some military news, some economy news, and we're going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on this Friday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. More and more Democratic politicians and operatives have been calling for beating up or arresting anyone that doesn't want the United States to be collectivized. So I wanted to get Larry Grafwall, the FBI informant, who was in the Weatherman meetings with Mr. Ayers and others, when they talked about how they put 50 million Americans in forced labor camps once they collectivize the country and then kill half of the 50 million, 25 million people. I thought we'd tie that into Belafonte's statements about just arrest people like a third world dictator and throw those of us that don't agree into prison. That is coming up. Also, the health care issue. 15 states are opting out. Or only 15 states are opting in to run Obamacare exchanges. The other 35 are just saying they can't even do it. The government's not even providing systems to. And see, that's exactly what all our experts broke down. They were planning, as we've seen this done in third world countries and other countries that globalists take over. They set it up so it bankrupts the old system. And then there's a bigger crisis, and then they just fully socialize the health care. Because the big dream is government wants to decide what care you're going to get and then say, oh, well, it's all collectivized. We're all paying for each other, even though you pay for your own insurance. Well, we're going to control what you eat now. And by the way, you can't get medical care if you haven't taken all the vaccines. See, that's now being announced. That's why they're just giving school kids shots without parental consent now all over the country. It's totally illegal. They don't care. It's illegal when the TSA drags your wife off to a private room and pulls her pants off. But they do it. You see, because it's about the raw exercise of power. Now, they've got this new Quentin Tarantino movie coming out, Django, with the sophomoric, you know, decadent, near-collapse imperial, you know, type stuff that you would expect to see Quentin Tarantino involved in. I know he lives here in Austin. I was at an event once he was at, and a side issue. I'm not going to get off into the story. The point is that the movie is meant to invoke the same thing Machete did, where every white person is a racist piece of garbage and the illegal aliens are all angels and white people line up Hispanic women who are pregnant and shoot them with high-powered rifles, splattering babies out of their guts. Meanwhile, conservatives actually want to stop abortion and understand the globalists are using the immigrants to come in and get on welfare to bankrupt the country and drive down wages. Well, put out by the same, you know, movie house, you know, the same production team, they'd come out with Django, where, as Jamie Foxx has said, I kill a lot of white people. Isn't that great? That's a quote. And the plot is out there on the web, you know, what the movie does. And it's basically every white person is an absolute piece of garbage that gets killed. And so it creates kind of this cartoon history of what was really going on in the South and the Southwest. And just, you know, reaffirms the propaganda that's put up. Because most of the public can't find their state capital. Most of the public doesn't even know what the Civil War was. So it provides kind of a cartoon pulp fiction version. So the Drudge Report runs the headline off of another story pointing out that it has the most N-words ever used in a movie and is meant to create racial division. And the Daily Beast comes out and says, did notorious aggregator Matt Drudge go too far when he used the N-word repeatedly? He used it in a headline yesterday. And then they go over it and say, oh, yes, it's very horrible. This is the type of racism. And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. He was quoting the movie and a report about how Django review, most extreme or promiscuous use of the N-word ever heard in a mainstream movie. And that was out of EW Entertainment Weekly. So he quotes the article, links to it, pointing out that they use it over and over again, and he's the bad man. See how that works? See, when Jamie Foxx comes out and says, yeah, I kill a lot of white people, isn't that great? All of that is great. That's a wonderful thing. See, this is what racism has been turned into. It's called tribalism. And if you go to anywhere in Africa, and there's, say, a river, and there's a tribe right across the river that genetically is basically identical to the tribe across the river, it doesn't matter. They fight over mining rights and fishing rights and farming rights, and there have been gang fights between them, and so they hate each other and kill each other. And you can go to the Middle East and find Shiites and Sunnis for 700 years killing each other, and they're genetically the same people. Or you could go to the clans of Scotland, going back hundreds of years ago and right through to today, getting in fights and killing each other, even though genetically they look just like each other, have the same culture, but humans like to fight with each other. So it's called tribalism. And one group will always use the fact that another group looks different to take them over and enslave them. It's popular in, you know, Newsweek, Time Magazine, NPR, to make fun of anybody in the South and say we're stupid and dumb and ride horses to work and that we're idiots. And that's done just because it's popular and it's a form of tribalism that is seen as okay. I never really grew up hearing a lot of this, but I guess there's like the, you know, the Pace Picante ads where they say, you know, where's this sauce from, this hot sauce? Well, New York, New York City, get a rope. So a lot of it's just campy, you know, vestigial echoes of tribalism. But my point is, a lot of times it's about religion or it's about tribe. It's not even about race. So to call things racism is really a modern invention only used in the last 150 years or so. Really, all it is tribalism. Like our tribe, the Brits, going back, you know, 600, 700, 800 years ago, depending on which conflict, you know, we're going to take over the Scots, or we're going to take over the Welsh. Or you could have the Normans out of France, who are really Northern Europeans that had conquered France, who were really Vikings, you know, who came over 800 years ago and conquered everybody who was in England, had been conquered by the British or the Brits. But again, the average person wouldn't even know any of this basic history. And the Normans said they were superior, and that the Anglo-Saxons were dogs and scum and ugly and spiritually deserved to be enslaved. And it was all just an excuse so they could dominate them and take them over and not give regular human rights to them that the Norman themselves would want. So when you have the liberation theology in the last 60 years put out by the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie Foundations by the CIA, this has all come out in the church committee hearings and others, on the tax-free foundations, they said, we're going to teach whites not to have tribalism. And again, you can say it's good, you can say it's bad. Whites, on average, were stratified, where the whites at the country club didn't associate with any of the white people and called them white trash. And then you had the religious snobs who didn't associate with the Methodists because they were Baptist. And the Baptists didn't associate with the Methodists because they were vice versa. Or the Catholics didn't associate with the on and on and on. It's all just snobbery, exclusivity. Humans break down into that. So the globalists come along 60 years ago, that's when it really intensified, and said, we're going to end all of this racism. And really what they're saying is, we're going to end exclusivity and domination through class and create a classless society. Now, they were addressing at a barbaric level wrongs that were going on in tribalism along racial lines. And so that is wrong. But from the globalist cold-blooded perspective, they weren't trying to get rid of a tribalism to create some ecumenical utopian view. They were seeking simply to break down classes so that they could all be put into a homogenized, plastic, eugenics-based culture to destroy the family itself, regardless of what color you were, so that you could be rendered down and dumbed down to the level of animals so that you could not resist their scientific conquest. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's purely a weapon. Whites are brought up to be these knock-kneed, shaking, insecure, filled with guilt, loathing themselves with self-hate. Believe me, racism in white people is just unbelievably rare. What is not rare is people so insecure around other groups that they won't hire other people just because they're so scared they may do something wrong. You understand what I'm saying? But that's actually what the globalists want, is the division. You see, out of their false multiculturalism, they say, well, the Hispanics could be in something called the race. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. That's the Mecha La Raza slogans. I mean, that's literal Ku Klux Klan slogan, just reversed for Hispanics. But the media and all the Fortune 500, they fund that as a tool of control to be able to have racial leaders over those groups so the people won't value an identification with private property or guns or the right to defense or the right to religion, because they're afraid we would all get together for the right of religion, the right of self-defense, the right of private property. No, no, no. The only right is now to the racial heritage. And then once, if someone goes along with the racial heritage, you can then attach taking guns, shutting down society, as long as you dangle the racial tribalism in front of them. And it's the same thing where you have all the big black rappers and all the big black actors come out and say, whites are scum, blacks are God, we're going to kill you, and then have the anointed white trendy cool person sit there and clap, and then all the whites go, that's how I'm cool, is saying whites are scum, let's kill them. You understand how that works? And it's all scientifically done. It's all and then if you report on it, you're a racist. So it just boils it down to where there's double standards for a tribalism where the government does this. Listen to me carefully. The central social engineers, they come in as whites get scareder and scareder and then vote for more police, more control, and support, wink, wink, a real tribalism now to arrest those dangerous criminals, code word for Hispanics and blacks, who were then put into prisons set up, according to racial gangs, to get a 4, 5, 10-year diploma in criminality to come back out to actually keep those groups in criminal substratum. Now the whites are brought in as an inner party to serve out of fear the government that they see will protect them, while at the same time the government is actually radicalizing blacks, Hispanics, and others through the MTV warfare systems. So, to boil it all down, racism is simply a political tool that is hyped and pushed by the government and the media to create more division, but to also be selectively enforced and to be used to restrict the First Amendment. Just as Europe has gotten rid of free speech, you get arrested if you say a racial slur, and now they've got it down to saying if you criticize open borders, that's racism, and so you're arrested. You're arrested in Europe now, in France, in Germany, in England, you name it. But it's okay because it's politically correct. And then now you hear Harry Belafonte saying, hey, Obama, you know, maybe he needs to just arrest like a third world dictator, people that disagree with him. You see, and then you get into it. It's amazing. By the way, we got some bad news. They were first reporting that they'd shot the shooter. And now it looks like at least one child killed and some others wounded. And the shooter is the father of the student. You know, I like Christmas trees and I like Christmas, but I don't like the big commercial stress and everybody's so stressed out. I just feel the bad vibes during the holidays. 27 dead. Okay, this is, and oh my God. And you notice that CBS News, you notice they kept this. You notice they kept this quiet for a long time with it cordoned off, always a bad sign like Columbine. If that CBS News headline is right, you notice this is happening right as the second term comes in and Obama has said even if Congress doesn't act, he's going to physically try to take all handguns and rifles. And they're saying that this is handguns. Holy Toledo. You know, I told my wife this morning, I said, I'm feeling so much dread. I said, I have never felt in my gut, in my spirit. Will you put that back on screen, please? I want to read that to people. Man, they are really going to use this. And I'm sure there'll be the usual signs that it may be staged. If not, it's been copycat promoted by the media, and then the guy will be on Prozac or one of those derivatives. 27 dead, including 14 children, in elementary school shooting.
Oh, sweet Lord. God, please heal this land. CBS News was reporting 27 people are dead, including 14 students, after a shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. The gunman is among the dead. CBS News, John Miller reports there is a preliminary information the gunman was the father of one of the students. Miller also says that at least a couple dozen people were shot. The shooter was killed in an apparent, he had two guns. A person with knowledge of the shooting said the person spoke of a condition of anonymity because the investigation was still underway. It is not known whether the shooter took his own life or was killed. Two students at the said the teacher were also injured in the shooting. They were taken to Dansbury Hospital, spokesman Diane Burke said. It was an orderly evacuation given the circumstances. Why didn't somebody have a gun in the school? Why don't they arm the teachers? Nope. The gunmen always go to the victim disarmament zone. They're going to come after our guns, folks. Get ready. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door.
Overall, mass shooting deaths are flat in the last 20 years. You pull up Justice Department numbers. I'm going to have Kurt Nimmo and Don Salazar repost those under a link to the CBS News. They are now saying 27 dead, and including 14 children at the elementary school. I know Connecticut has some pretty strict gun laws. We are just a very sick society. We've aborted 50, it was 53 million babies now. And I'm always using the 50 million number. It's grown. And we, make trips serve 5, 6, 7 tours until they break down. And so many people now are on Prozac-type drugs that they admit in their own trials caused in the Eli Lilly trials in 1980, a 15-fold increase in suicide and violent outbreaks. In fact, it's on the inserts now. They were forced about a decade ago, as you know, to put in the inserts of all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And I don't think I've ever seen a mass shooting that wasn't staged where the person wasn't hopped up on those drugs. And this could be real with all the, the culture of death and people being in on it. But if we start seeing telltale signs of it being staged, we'll let you know. It has now come out that it was a government program and that person was in a mind control program. And the doctor he was under was a head Air Force mind control doctor, and he was involved in DARPA brain interface programs and told people he was under mind control in the jail. Theodore Krasinski, the Unabomber, was a part of MKUltra. That's LA Times. So, see, once you've seen this a few dozen times over and over again, and you notice the timing of it all, and the fact that the gun culture is the one area we're beating them. And if we beat them in any area, they fail. If despite all their propaganda, people know the government wants our guns to enslave us. And people now want guns because of the crazies and the violent people that are out there. Because you know you're good. You have a right to protect yourself. But Obama has signaled that he may use executive orders, as he's done in other areas outside of Congress, to physically ban handguns and rifles that are semi-auto. And that will start a civil war. Not everybody's going to turn them in. And I've had a feeling of dread. I before the shooting even started, I talked to my wife this morning, and I said, I'm saying at the start of the show, but this had already begun. We thought only the gunman was dead then. But I'm always honest with you. I never tell the crew this, except every once in a while. The day before they had the fake Bin Laden raid, I said, I have a really bad feeling of dread. And always something big happens. And it's probably something so big. They've got troops massing. U.S. troops are now announcing publicly massing in Turkey on the Syrian border. They're talking about bombing campaigns, what they call peaceful. But nobody will show that when they kill a bunch of innocent Syrians. They'll only trot out these 14 dead kids. It'll probably be more now if they're preliminary saying 14 dead children, 27 dead total. And they're going to come after our guns. So I moved our guests back 30 minutes, so I'll start going to your calls as soon as we start the next hour here in about 1 moment. But that's another reason I would never have my children. And I know they've set it up where it's hard to, not have your kids in government training camp. But I wouldn't have my children in public schools because they're advertised everywhere as the place to go when you want to commit suicide. That, well, don't commit suicide. Go to a school and kill a bunch of people. And then these spoiled brat, people almost always on psychotropic drugs, they go and throw a fit. And they kill one person and they throw a fit. And they just start killing, killing, killing. And under the new Soviet model, I'm supposed to be punished because there's crazy people out there and turn my guns in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.